1340 KIJV. It's Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And today I'm the voice of the James Valley Christian Vikings at the half. The Vikings lead Warner 28-20. Seventh place game here at the Class B girls basketball tournament. Hey, they finally turned all the lights on in here. Seemed like it was kind of dark. Let's do a Mir Family Hair Care scoreboard update. Call 605-883-HAIR. Lori and Kylie offer haircuts, colors, waxing, perms, hair treatments, shampoo sets, and eyelash extensions. And they're located just north of the post office in downtown Huron. Seventh place game for girls double A. Spearfish defeated Stevens 59-50. And in Class A, Mount Vernon Plankinton defeated Hanson 60-49. Mir Family Hair Care scoreboard update. Again at the half here, it's 28-20. James Valley Christian leading. James Valley led, I know, by 13 points at least. And 20-2 run to start the second quarter, 7 of 7 from the field. But Warner did settle down some there the last 2 minutes of the second quarter and do have it back down to single digits here at halftime. We'll run down the stats coming up. 2 minute timeout, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Know that we know. What do we know? At the Diamond Store, we know you want honesty. At the Diamond Store, we know you want quality. At the Diamond Store, we know you want great service. At the Diamond Store, we know your jewelry is important to you. It is to us as well. So come to the Diamond Store, your local hometown jewelers, who just know. We're here for your engagement, anniversaries, and all the days in between. The Diamond Store, 218 North Main, Mitchell.
Jensen Livestock Incorporated of Huron is stocked for all your calving and lambing needs. As local ADM, Hubbard, and Rancher's Choice dealers, Jensen's can supply your farm with many different products. With the addition of the Hubbard and Crystalix lines, they have access to many new and exciting opportunities. Jensen's has been family-owned since 1957, owned by Leo Jensen for 20 years, and continues to serve Huron and the surrounding communities. Good luck to James Valley Christian in the tournament this year, and safe travels home from Jensen Livestock Incorporated.
Prairie Smiles Dentistry, Dr. Abigail Fall and Dr. Julianne Lowen wish best of luck to the James Valley Christian Vikings at the State B Tournament. Trust the team at Prairie Smiles to get the smile you always wanted. To make an appointment, call 605-352-3183, located at 530 Iowa Avenue Southeast, but excited to open soon their new beautiful location at 13th and Dakota South. Prairie Smiles Family Dentistry, Huron.
Asphalt Paving and Materials Company takes pride in delivering high-quality asphalt solutions that stand the test of time. Whether it's a driveway, parking lot, or commercial project, they have you covered. Their experienced team uses state-of-the-art equipment to ensure precision and excellence in every project. Quality, reliability, and a commitment to customer satisfaction. Asphalt Paving and Materials Company wishes the James Valley Christian girls best of luck and hope you pave your way to success.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Halftime here in Rapid City, seventh place game, Girls B State Basketball Tournament, James Valley Christian 28, Warner 20, a big second quarter for James Valley Christian. Came out, hit their first 7 shots, and rattled off a 20-2 run, but give Warner credit, they settled down in that last 2 minutes, hit a couple of shots, and got it back down to 8. I believe the biggest lead for James Valley Christian was 13 points. It was in the second quarter, so Warner, good job getting it down to 8. For Warner, nobody really standing out. You have 3 girls with 4 points, Kylie Schopp, Estacia Sarda, and Jordan Jensen. 3 points for Kyra Markison and Sophia Hafe. And 2 points for Lauren Markison. For James Valley Christian, 10 points for Alexa Gertz, all in the second quarter. Hit those 2 threes to start the second quarter, and that really got the Vikings going. 6 points for Kaylee Robinson, came on a pair of threes in the first quarter. Addison Bartholow, 5. Rihanna Hood, 4. And 3 points for Daryl Franson. Shooting in the first half, Warner 9 of 25, 36%, 2 of 12 on threes for 16.7%. Warner did not shoot a free throw in the first half. James Valley Christian, 10 of 21 for the first half. I had the Vikings, 8 of 10 in the second quarter. 6 of 14 on threes. That's 43%. 10 of 21, 48%. And 2 of 3 on free throws, all by Gertz in the first half. Rebounding, 15 for Warner, 5 for Ava Nielsen. 11 rebounds for James Valley Christian, 3 for Rihanna Hood and Alexa Gertz. 10 turnovers, James Valley. 10 turnovers for Warner. And those are the stats at the half. And it's James Valley Christian with a 28-20 lead here over Warner. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, get set for our second half here from Rapid. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Wishes all the best to the James Valley Christian Lady Vikings during the state bees. You are invited to the Kleinsasser Angus Silent Auction Bowl Sale Saturday, April 13th. Please join Kleinsasser Angus at their farm for the sale Saturday, April 13th. Contact Mark or Christina for a sale catalog. Call 605-350-0999. Good luck, James Valley Christian. Go Vikings!
Are you looking for an easier way to get supplement to your calves? Check out liquid supplements available from Dakota Land Feeds. They have a variety of options available to meet specific needs of your cattle and your operation. All their liquid supplements are made to order when you need them. Liquid supplements are easy to handle and have improved mixability compared to dry feed. Dakota Land Feeds is your only local feed dealer to manufacture liquid supplement right here in South Dakota. Dakota Land Feeds, your local feed source.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Just started the second half. James Valley Christian with the ball. Kick out up top. Bartholo thought about the three. Now kicks back in the corner, Hood. Hood looking inside, up top to Knight. Reverse it left side to Robinson, low post, Bartholo. Triple team, 4-3 on the shot clock. Shot is blocked, comes down to Hood, and it'll be a shot clock violation against James Valley Christian. Did not see who swatted, but somebody blocked the shot of Gertz. And then by the time Hood got control of the ball, the shot clock had ran out, and Warner gets possession here for the first time in the second half. The lead is 8. Warner up top. Markison drives down, goes back door through the hands of Shop and picked up by Robinson. James Valley Christian cross court and thrown behind Bartholo. Going to be picked up by Nielsen. Nielsen bounce pass down the floor. Layup no good. Rebound Nielsen. Her put back no good and cleared out of there by Knight. Fortunate there, that was a couple of layups that Warner could not convert. Right side, it's Knight. Dumps it in, low post to Hood, and she's going to be fouled from behind. And we have a quick foul here to start the second half. Ava Nielsen picks up her first. We only had 5 fouls total called between the two teams in the first half. James Valley Christian inbounds. Knight in the corner. The ball deflected out of bounds by Lauren Markison. Possession remains with James Valley Christian, and Franson will check in quickly here as Knight comes off. Haynes Valley will inbound in front of their team bench. Hood bounce past Franson on the baseline. They double team on her. She'll drive, kick out underneath to a Robinson, and she gets fouled going to the hoop. Franson kind of made that one work herself. They gave her the baseline. She was too far underneath the basket, but just flipped it right to Robinson right underneath, and she got hacked. Two free throws on the way for Kaylee Robinson. Scored the first 6 points of the game for James Valley. Hasn't scored since, now has, as she hits the free throw. And the lead back at 9, 29-20. Sue, that foul's on, I'm not sure. Second free throw in and out, no good. Rebound, and Bartholo took it away from Nielsen. Her putback won't go, and this time Nielsen able to grab the rebound. In transition, cross court. Thought Markison was going to take the three instead. Haft will dribble to the left side. Now the ball flipped behind the shoulder in the corner to Haft. Haft back up, left side. High post, flip it down low, and a foul going to go on James Valley Christian, as I believe Gertz was trying to get the position in front of Schopp. Gertz picks up her first. Inbounds comes up to the top of the key. Free throw line jumper is no good for Nielsen. She's had a tough day shooting the ball. Into the front court, up ahead, cross court, left side, Bartholo. Bartholo and, oh, threw it behind Gertz. Nice save by Gertz. Back up top, Hood, reverse it left side, Franson. Franson has Robinson, top of the key, Gertz for three. No good, long rebound, and Bartholo had it. Got tied up by Markison. Possession will go to Warner. Oh, no, foul on Markison. Okay, we'll take that. Foul on Markison. Little surprise, to be honest. Open three. Gertz off the inbounds. No good. Rebound, though, Robinson trapped in the corner. Inside to Bartholo. Puts it high off the glass. No good. Hood up high. He gets fouled. Boy, did Hood get up in the air on that one, and she draws the foul, so we're missing some shots, but James Valley Christian doing a much better job of rebounding here. And that's going to be the second foul, I believe, on Lauren Markison. And already four team fouls on Warner here with 5:34 to go. And James Valley Christian throws the ball away. Get it up ahead. Haft in transition. Stops. Puts it up short. Gets her own rebound. Blocked, but a foul going to go on Knight. And that's going to put Haft at the line to shoot two. And this will be the first time that Warner has shot free throws in the game. Haft has 3 points, hit a three-pointer late in the second quarter. The lefty, first free throw, in and out, no good. James Valley Christian leading 29-20. We have 5:26 to go in the third quarter. Both teams have come out struggling to shoot from the field. Second shot is no good, missed them both. Offensive rebound, Nielsen. Her putback won't go, and Warner, though, keeps possession, and they'll get another opportunity. High post, the ball slapped away. Robinson with the steal. Lobs it up to Hood. Hood bounce past Franson to the hoop for two. Hood and Franson do the two-on-one transition to perfection. And the Vikings are back up double digits, 31-20. Warner on the offensive now. Markison right side. Cross court to Haft. High post, Nielsen. Low post. Get it in. The shot up no good for Schopp, and coming down, we have a jump ball. Possession arrow will give the ball or keep it with Warner, it looks like, but we have the media timeout. Timeout here with 4:52 to go in the third quarter, 31-20. James Valley Christian leads Warner. We'll take a timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooters has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooters is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooters' famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Wolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Off the media timeout, Warner will inbound on the baseline, go right underneath to Markison, steps back, banks it in for two. Lauren Markison, her first bucket since the first quarter, first bucket of the second half for Warner is 31-22, JVC. Barthelo, cross court, threw it away, threw it right to Kyra Markison, down the floor, she's got a two-on-three, takes it in, no good, fouled from behind by Kaylee Robinson. Her second, and will get free throws again for Warner. At the line, Kyra Markison, a senior, along with Lauren. First free throw is good. Warner did struggle shooting their free throws yesterday afternoon against Harding County. That contributed to the comeback by Harding County as they got the win. Markison, second free throw is good. Hit them both. And the lead is cut to 7, 31-24. JVC, 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Robinson gets away from Jensen into the front court. Jensen tried to steal it from behind. Barthelo, left wing. Bounce pass Franson, top of the key. Franson looks left. Hood will dump it down low. Triple team on Barthelo. Kick out three for Gertz. Got it! Gertz got tripped after the shot. Gertz has 13. And the Vikings up 10, 34-24, nearing 4 minutes to go. Back door wide open, layup good. High-low, and this time it was Lauren Markison cutting to the basket. Took the feed from Nielsen, the lead eight for JVC. Robinson drives all the way, scoop for two. Nobody ever got in front of Kaylee Robinson, and she went coast to coast for the layup. She's got 9 points, and the lead back at 10, JVC. Here's the split by Markison. Oh, somehow got it to go. Kind of forced it up as she stepped through a double team. Lauren Markison with 6 points here in the fourth quarter. Foul in the backcourt going to go on Warner, and I believe that will put James Valley to the free throw line. It does. Believe the foul was on Lauren Markison. She's had the hot hand offensively, but just picked up her third foul, and she'll leave the floor. As Hafe back into the game, or Sarda, one of the two for Warner, and will get two free throws for Kaylee Robinson. Kaylee with 9 points, one of two from the free throw line. First free throw, no good. Shop will check in and replace Kyra Markison, so both Markisons are off the floor. Knight is back into the game for James Valley. Second shot for Robinson. No good. Missed them both. She's one of four from the free throw line here in the third quarter. Warner a chance to cut the lead. They're within eight with the ball. In the corner, Haft up top. Haft again in the corner. Open three with the left hand. Good. Sophia Haft hits her second three of the game. She's got six. And Warner as close as they've been since early second quarter, 36-31. Gertz into the front court. Has Hood at the low post. Spins, gets away from the taller player. Missed the shot. Rebound Robinson up and in. Kaylee Robinson, nobody blocked her out. She's in double figures with 11. And the Vikings lead back at 7, 38-31, inside of 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Down low, kick it out. Jensen for three, no good. Rebound in the middle. Sarda could not get the put back, and then we'll have a jump ball between Robinson and Sarda. And possession to James Valley Christian. It is 2 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM Huron. And we have a timeout, James Valley Christian. 2:41 to go in the third. Vikings up, 38-31. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Hey, all right, sir. What do we get for them? 25, 50, 50, down, 75, 75, down.
Meyer Auction Service, LLC, is a full-service auction company, family-owned and operated right here in the Huron area. We have our finger on the pulse of the local markets with the ability to reach a worldwide audience. Meyer Auction specializes in farmland, real estate, and online auctions. If you are looking to buy or sell land or want to check out our upcoming auctions, go to BenMeyerAuctions.com.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Chase Valley Christian using a full timeout. They have three left. Warner has four left. Full court pressure by Warner. Lob pass into the front court, and Bartholo and Gertz kind of ran into each other, but Gertz does get control. Hood traveled with it. Again, Rihanna, she's done that a couple of times here today. Starts to make her move, doesn't put the ball on the floor. And Warner a chance to cut the lead again. They're down seven. James Valley Christian led by 13 in the second quarter. Down low, they go inside, low post, little turnaround shot is good. McKenna Lytle just into the game for the first time, was wide open on the baseline. Warner pulls within five. Down the floor, a blocking call going to go on Jordan Jensen. And Alexa Gertz will go to the line to shoot two. Gertz leads all scorers in the game with 13 points. And she'll get two shots here as we're in the bonus for Warner. Warner over five team fouls. First free throw is good for Gertz. She's at 14, the lead back to 6, 39-33, 2:11 to go, third quarter. Second shot is no good, and James Valley Christian hurting themselves from the free throw line. They are 2 of 7 from the free throw line here in the third quarter. There's a double team, and oh, they call a foul on James Valley. It was a triple team on the player, and they call the hack on Gertz. Gertz will pick up her second. Check that, 2 of 6 from the free throw line here in the third quarter for the Vikings. Lob will come all the way up top to a shop. Looks left side. Open three is up, maybe partially blocked. An air ball for Haft. And Gertz had the board. Get it up ahead. Knight in the front court. Flips back to Robinson. Now Gertz. Left side Hood. Hood, a couple of dribbles, bounce pass Bartholo, double team, kick back up top Robinson. They get out on her, right side, straight man it looks like by Warner, by the way. Hood, top of the key, left side Robinson. Dump it in, low post, Bartholo, double team, three at the key, Gertz, back of the iron, no good. And the rebound by Warner. Monarchs within six. Here's the drive. Jensen layup, no good. Rebound underneath and thrown away by Schopp. She could have probably just went back up with it, but decided just to kick it out, and there was nobody there but a Viking player. Into the front court, Gertz. There's Robinson. Low post shot up. Blocking call on Warner. Warner wanted the call, but Jensen got there, and she was sprawling backwards before there was even any contact in my eyes. But again, right now, James Valley Christian struggling at the free throw line. Not a bad place for Warner to put him. First free throw is no good. Warner will come back in with Kyra Markison and Stacia Sarda. And one more shot for Kaylee Robinson. Second free throw is good. Bounced it in. 40-33. James Valley Christian up 7. We have 1 minute to go in the third quarter. They go down low. Little turnaround shot. No good. Hood can't quite save the rebound to herself. I believe that was Kyra Marcus, and I never could see who was shooting the ball there for Warner as I had the official right in front of me. Warner on the inbound. Look back door, now lob it all the way up top to Haft. Haft will go down to the block, kick back up top, Jensen. Top of the key, Nielsen, reverse right side, Markison. Markison gets bumped by Hood, goes hard, and Hood will be called for the foul. Rihanna Hood picks up her second. And is that the fourth or fifth team foul? Fifth team foul, so that's going to put Warner at the free throw line. Kyra Markison with 5 points. She's 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Make it 3 for 3 as she hits the first free throw. The lead back at 6, 40-34, James Valley Christian. Franson back in for the Vikings. Second free throw, no good. Ball tipped out and controlled by Kyra Markison. And Warner gets another opportunity here with 40 seconds to go, third quarter. They are down 6. High post, Nielsen will whip it in the corner. Markison for 3, too strong. Rebound knocked around, and Knight took it after Bartholo knocked it away from a Monarch into the front court. Bartholo, 24, 23 seconds. Shot clock is off. Bounce pass thrown away. Steal by Kyra Markison, and a foul in the backcourt. Going to go on James Valley. Boy, you just don't want to commit a foul like that with 17 seconds to go in the third quarter. And the other team about 75 feet away from the hoop. Instead, Markison back to the free throw line where she's 3 of 4 here in the third quarter. 17.9 to go in the third. First free throw is good, and Warner within 5 again. Second time they've been within 5 here in the second half. Second shot is good, and it's a 4-point game. 40-36, James Valley Christian. It's 15, 14 seconds to go. Some pressure by Warner. Robinson into the front court. Bounce pass Gertz, go in the corner to Franson. Franson dribbles into a double team. Lost the ball. It's going to roll away. Picked up by Warner. And then picked up by Robinson. Her shot at the buzzer. No good. Knight, a good job of keeping that alive for James Valley. And she was able to tip it to Robinson, who missed the three at the buzzer. We head to the fourth. 40-36. James Valley Christian leads. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Nathan Lola and Kara Fast, PAC, work as a team to provide surgical services, personalized wellness, maternity, pediatric, and primary care through all the stages of life. At New Life Clinic, they want to help you and your family reach the goal of physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. Call New Life Clinic for appointment at 605-352-2117. New Life Clinic is a proud sponsor of the Girls State Bees. The best of luck to the James Valley Christian girls.
Auto Body Clinic. If you wreck your car and you need a repair, we'll get it back quick, cause we really care. Auto Body Clinic. Auto Body Clinic.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson. 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Fourth quarter, and Warner with possession, down 4 again. James Valley Christian had a 13-point lead in the first half. Markison on the right side. That's Kyra Hafe, top of the key, and throws it away. Steal by Robinson. She'll go up the right sideline. Now slow it up. Numbers aren't there. Gertz, now Robinson again. Straight man here by Warner to start the fourth quarter. Out near the timeline, and boy, just a lot of dribbling, and this is close to a 5-second count now. Oh, they just got rid of it. Bartholo on the left wing. Up top, it's Knight. Knight looks right. There's Robinson on the wing. Robinson, one dribble. Bartholo goes inside to Gertz. Knocked away by Markison. Picked up by Warner. In transition, 2-on-1 all the way, and a foul going to go on Bartholo, and 2 free throws pending for Lauren Markison. Bartholo, that is her second foul, and 2 free throws for Lauren Markison. First one rattles in. That's a difference here in the second half. Third quarter, Warner was 5 of 6 from the free throw line, and James Valley Christian was 3 of 8. One more free throw, back of the rim, no good. Rebound by Franson underneath, but lost it out of bounds. 40-37. The Vikings' lead has been cut to three. We're just underway in the fourth quarter. Lob comes to Kyra Markison up top. Off to the left, Lauren Markison. Nielsen on the left wing. Nielsen takes a dribble to her right, goes into the paint, pulls up with a 10-footer. It's short, and the rebound comes straight down to Robinson. Robinson cross court, Hood in the front court. Now back to Robinson, almost an over and back. Robinson running the point, bounce pass up top, Bartholow right back to Robinson. Left side, Hood. Hood trying to get away from Nielsen, gets a screen, goes right, bounce pass, Gertz. Gertz up top, Franson. Franson fakes, drives, floater from 10 is short. And the rebound, Kyra Markison, a good look by Franson. Down the floor, break, transition, layup for two for Markison. And it's a one-point game, 40-39, James Valley Christian. Long pass into the front court, Gertz, and needless to say, the Vikings need to hit a shot. Bartholow, back door, threw it behind, it was tipped. Hood would have been open for a layup. Cross court, Gertz wants three, right wing, short. Rebound ricochets out, and Warner a chance to take the lead for the first time since early second quarter. They transition, shot up, no good. Haith misses again, gets her own rebound again. Three at the key, Markison no good, and the long rebound comes out. Not for lack of trying, three shots, including two-point blank for Warner, and they couldn't hit any of them, and the Vikings are fortunate that they still have the lead. It's 40-39. James Valley with 5:47 to go in the game. Front court, Bartholow will drive, almost lost it and traveled with it. I'm not sure if somebody slapped it or she just lost control of the ball. In any case, the ball turns over to Warner, and Warner a chance again to take the lead. Maggie Decker, senior, comes in for the first time for James Valley Christian, as we're at 5:37 to go in the game. Warner looking for their first lead since the early part of the second quarter. Bounce pass in the middle, shot blocked by Robinson, and they'll give Kyra Markison free throws again. Pretty clean block from my standpoint for Kaylee Robinson, but they do call her for her third foul, and here's Kyra Markison. A chance to give Warner the lead. She has tied the score. Markison has been hitting her free throws. She has 9 points and has hit 6 of 7 free throws, 7 of 8 free throws here in the second half. And Warner leads for the first time since early second quarter, 41-40. 5:23 to go in the game. Try to set a screen, nothing there. Knight on the outside. Knight starts the drive into the paint. Now gets triple team, trying to get rid of it. Kicks out to Gertz. Now Robinson. Robinson lob pass Gertz again. Left side, Knight. Hood has it in the corner. Bounce pass Knight. Whip it cross court to Gertz. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Robinson dribbles to the right in the corner. Gertz for three. Oh, got it! Alexa Gertz, a contested three deep in the corner. James Valley Christian regains the lead, 43-41. 4:45 to go in the game. Lob down low, slapped away by Robinson, but nobody can grab it, and we have a timeout on the floor. 4:41 to go in the game. James Valley Christian, 43, Warner, 41. We'll take a timeout, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Perspective. That's what you'll find at Bauman Agency of Huron. Our 6 expert crop insurance agents are all involved in their own farming operations and are uniquely suited to truly understand the farmer's perspective of crop insurance. At Bauman Agency, we consider your operation's individual needs and welcome a chance to discover the right coverage for your farm. Call us at 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency, crop insurance from your side of the fence. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
Runnings of Huron would like to congratulate the James Valley Girls Christian basketball team and wish them great success at the Girls State B tournament in Rapid City. With spring in the air, stop in and place your preseason orders for baby chicks and pick up all your poultry supply needs. We carry a large supply of beekeeping supplies year-round, and don't forget, we have live bees to order by March 15th. Runnings can take care of your landscaping needs with one of Huron's largest selection of lawn and garden power equipment. Stop in and say hi to our friendly and knowledgeable staff. Go Vikings!
Inbounds off the timeout. Markison in traffic. Can't get it to go, but she gets herself to the free throw line. And Kyra Markison has made a living here at the free throw line. This will be her ninth and tenth free throws of the second half. Three team fouls on James Valley here in the fourth quarter. First free throw good for Markison. She's in double figures. 11 points, 8 have come from the free throw line. Second free throw is good. Tied at 43 with 4:39 to go in the game. Both teams have timeouts left. Foul in the backcourt. Going to go on Jordan Jensen. That'll be the first foul of the fourth quarter against Warner. Back in for Warner is Sophia Haft. Sophia Haft, I believe, actually. And Kylie Schott back in for Warner as well. Full court pressure. Get it to Robinson in the backcourt. She's going to be checked out there by Haft into the front court. Trying to use a screen from Bartholo, coming off to the right. Stops left. There's Knight on the wing. Knight has Markison on her. Low post, Bartholo. Double team, kicks out in the corner. Nobody home. Threw it away. Turnover to Warner, and they have a chance to regain the lead with 4:19 to go in the game. And Robinson telling the girls, let's get a little pressure in the backcourt. Lauren Markison will get it across the timeline. Get by Gertz, and Gertz leaned into her and picks up the foul. And guess what? We're going to have Warner free throws again, I believe. Nope, that's just the fourth team foul, so I take that back. It is the third foul on Gertz. Gertz and Robinson each have three. Kyra Markison on the inbound trying to break the 43-43 tie. To the right, Markison. Lauren goes and throws it away. Threw it right to Robinson. Robinson in transition, down the floor, bounce pass Hood, in for the layup, no good. Rebound put back is good for Robinson. And James Valley Christian regains the lead at 45-43. Gertz with a tip and a steal. She tipped it as they're trying to go inside, and Gertz with the big play makes the steal. Vikings with the ball in the two-point lead. Cross court, Gertz on the drive. Scoops it in for two. Nice pass by Robinson to set her up, and the Vikings go up 4-47-43, and Warner's going to take a timeout. Timeout Warner with 3:26 to go in the game. Vikings up 4. We'll take a timeout here of 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Community, friend, local business, and for over 17 years, Double D Western Wear has been just that, a positive part of your community. And just like your family, Double D Western Wear has grown. Not only do they have clothes for every member of the family, including infant wear, by the way, but beautiful home decor, cologne, perfume, footwear, and fashionable sunglasses. Make your day happier. Stop in and shop local at Double D Western Wear in Huron. Open every day of the week.
Dakota Family Dentistry strives to provide the highest standard of dental care with exceptional service. Dr. Winnell, Dr. Fast, and staff are committed to serving each patient with a positive experience by blending personalized attention, comprehensive services, and state-of-the-art technology. Call Dakota Family Dentistry for an appointment at 605-352-6999. Good luck to the Lady Vikings from Dakota Family Dentistry.
.326 to go in the game. 47-43, Vikings lead. Warner, the ball nearly stolen by Robinson. Warner, here's the kick by Knight as they try to go inside. Both teams have three timeouts left. Warner, two 30s and a full. And James Valley Christian, a 30 and two full. Inbounds, here's the drive. Markison, and looked like a bump there, and Gertz got away with it. Missed the shot, rebound, Robinson down the floor. She'll slow it up, bring it back out. Ball knocked away by Markison, and will stay with the James Valley Christian Vikings. Nearing 3 minutes to go in the game. Vikings hanging on to a 47-43 lead here in the seventh place game at the B tournament. High post, kick it back out to Gertz. Gertz gets a screen off the left wing. Flips in the corner to Robinson. Low post. Bartholo lost the ball on her spin move. Picked up by Warner. Lob pass comes up ahead to Hafe. And Knight way too aggressive trying to steal the ball. And that will put Hafe to the free throw line to shoot two. Marcus, or excuse me, Knight picks up her first foul. And Sophia Haft at the line to shoot two. 2:49 to go in the game. James Valley Christian up for Haft. Free throw, the first one is no good. One more shot. Got to block out if you're down low on the free throw. Second shot is good. One out of two. Haft has 7 points. The lead is three, 47-44, JVC. Gertz in the backcourt. Still being trapped, now gets out of it into the front court. And now has some trouble. Finally steps through, finds Knight. And she'll flip it back to Gertz. Gertz has a lane, left side, hard to the hoop, got stripped, and a foul going to go on Warner. That looked like Warner just fell asleep a little on defense. They had the trap set up, they got out of it, and then Gertz on the left side took the flip from Knight, and I was right in line with it. She had a clean lane all the way to the basket. And two shots coming up for Alexa Gertz. First free throw is good. She leads all scorers with 20 points. Foul was on Lauren Markison. That's her fourth. That brings Jensen back into the game for Warner. Second shot is good. Gertz hits them both, having a big afternoon here. And the lead is 5, 49-44. James Valley Christian, three at the key, is short, out of bounds, and Jensen tried to grab it, and we end up with a jump ball, and who's it going to be? It's going to be a jump ball going out of bounds in possession, James Valley Christian. Kyra Markison on the miss there. It was Knight and Jensen that ended up being tied up there. And a steal by Warner. Jensen tipped her away, goes underneath. Low post and the shot up and in for Schopp. Warner off the turnover scores, and it's a three-point game, 49-46. Nearing 2 minutes to go in the game. Gertz into the front court. Looks high post, Bartholow flips it baseline, Robinson. Low post, Bartholow shoots and has it blocked by Schopp. And a chance for Warner to cut the lead more or even tie it with the long one. Down low, and there's a blocking call on Hood. And two free throws on the way for Warner. Hood picks up her fourth foul. She's got four. Robinson and Gertz have three. Free throw good for Markison, who again has been at the free throw line a lot here. Sorry, 11th and 12th. She shot 11. This will be her 12th free throw of the second half. She is 11 of 12 from the free throw line here in the second half. It's a one-point game, 49-48, minute 47 to go. Double team in the backcourt. Knight flips back to Robinson, up ahead Gertz. And Gertz has a two-on-one with Hood, but she'll hold it back. Didn't like what it looked like with Nielsen back there defensively. And Warner with a steal. It was slapped away by Jensen. Down the floor, Markison banks it in. No good. Rebound underneath by Nielsen. Kicks it out, and now Warner will just reset it as they have a chance to take the lead. Markison drive, shot blocked. No good. Rebound, and Markison was coming in from out of bounds. And the ball turns over to James Valley Christian. We have a timeout, Vikings. Minute 16 to go. JVC 49, Warner 48. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Got a body cleaning. If you wreck your car and you need a repair, we'll get it back quick, because we really care. Got a body cleaning. Got a body cleaning.
Dakota Sports, KIJP, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Minute 16 to go in the game. James Valley Christian 49, Warner 48. Vikings two full timeouts left. Warner has one full and both 30s left. Full court pressure by Warner, and James Valley Christian has struggled with this some. Inbounds, lob will come into Robinson, grabs it, and then gets fouled from behind. I believe Lauren Markison, if it's on her, the senior, has fouled out of the game, and she has. Markison fouls out of the game. She scored 11 points and fouls out with a minute 15 to go in the game. Jensen back in for Warner. Just the third team foul on Warner, so still no bonus for the Vikings. Inbounds Gertz in the front court, and Wisely didn't step back or it would have been over and back. Now into the front court. Screen set for Robinson, right side. Bartholow back to Robinson. Robinson gets a screen from Bartholow. 1 minute to go in the game. James Valley Christian up one with the ball. Knight has the ball. Flips it back to Robinson. Cross court, left side, Hood. Low post, there's Gertz right back to Hood. Top of the key, three, Bartholow. Yes! Bartholow drains a huge three. Two-possession game, 52-48. Long three for Nielsen, no good. Rebound, though, by Jensen goes inside to Nielsen. And we have a foul on James Valley Christian. Nielsen will go to the line for two with 34 seconds left. Shot clock will be off for the rest of regulation. James Valley up 52-48. Nielsen will shoot two. Has not been to the free throw line. Has not scored. First free throw is perfect. 52-49, one possession game. Free throw pending. One more for Ava Nielsen. Second shot is good. They've knocked them both down, and Warner's going to take a timeout. 34 seconds to go, 52-50 JVC. Timeout 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Know that we know. What do we know? At the Diamond Store, we know you want honesty. At the Diamond Store, we know you want quality. At the Diamond Store, we know you want great service. At the Diamond Store, we know your jewelry is important to you. It is to us as well. So come to the Diamond Store, your local hometown jewelers, who just know. We're here for your engagement, anniversaries, and all the days in between. The Diamond Store, 218 North Main, Mitchell.
James Valley Christian, 52. Warner, 50. Both teams have two timeouts left. Full court pressure by Warner. And again, Warner still has a foul to give. Three team fouls here in the quarter. Inbounds comes to Gertz in the backcourt, and she'll be fouled. And again, no free throws yet. Next one will put James Valley to the line. Hafe picks up her third. And will be the bonus the rest of the way now for both teams. Again, full court pressure, inbound, and get it to Gertz in the backcourt. Gertz again holds it, and they come out and foul her. Well, I guess with the shot clock off, I see the strategy kind of, but with 30 seconds left, he could still play some defense, but instead it'll be Alexa Gertz at the line to shoot two. Gertz leads all scorers with 21 points today, and that's in three quarters because she did not score in the first quarter. Gertz at the free throw line. First one is good. Got the shooter's roll. Wasn't pretty, but I'd rather be lucky than good. Rattled out and went in. Second free throw to make it a two-possession game. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound Nielsen, 29, 28 seconds to go. Jensen will drive, take it all the way for the two. No good. Knight with the rebound, but traveled with it underneath. I think James Valley was trying to get a timeout there, but Knight got the rebound, and then they were just hammering on her, trying to get the ball back, and Warner gets the inbounds. And the ball, oh, they tried to hit it off of Hood, and they threw it away. James Valley Christian with the steal. Now they have to foul Gertz in the backcourt. Kyra Markison was trying to hit it off the back of Rihanna Hood, and she missed, and the ball came out in the front court and was picked up by the Vikings. I believe Hafe just fouled out of the game as well. And at the free throw line again is Alexa Gertz. 17.6 to go. First free throw good. It's a two-possession game. 54-50, free throw pending here for Gertz. Second shot is good. Alexa Gertz hits them both. The lead is 5, 55-50. Warner has to hurry, and they got to score. Three or two, they just have to score. Jensen drives, ball knocked away from behind. James Valley ball. Jensen turned it over on her own, and the Vikings in good shape now. 10 seconds left, up 5. They'll, guess what? They will foul Gertz. Alexa Gertz has had a game. She struggled the first two games, but she's made up for it here. Alexa with 24 points to lead all scorers. James Valley takes everybody off the lane as they're closing in on a win here in the state tournament. Free throw is no good. Alexa can smile about it now. One more shot for Gertz. Got that one. So two possession game, 56-50, 9 seconds left. You're James Valley. Do not foul. Jensen brings the ball up. Gives to Nielsen. Nielsen spins into the paint. Scoop shot no good. Gets her own rebound, and James Valley Christian will take seventh place in the Class B basketball tournament as they defeat Warner 56-50. Congratulations as we end a successful season for the James Valley Christian Vikings, 17-8 in seventh place at state. We'll take a two-minute timeout here as we'll get to our Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame. We'll be an extended postgame here as, yeah, you're right. It'll be an extended postgame as they'll hand out the medals, and then Coach Robinson will come over to visit a little bit about this one. Always fun to visit when you win. Two-minute timeout. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame is next on Dakota Sports.
Huron is stocked for all your calving and lambing needs. As local ADM, Hubbard, and Rancher's Choice dealers, Jensen's can supply your farm with many different products. With the addition of the Hubbard and Crystalix lines, they have access to many new and exciting opportunities. Jensen's has been family-owned since 1957, owned by Leo Jensen for 20 years, and continues to serve Huron and the surrounding communities. Good luck to James Valley Christian in the tournament this year, and safe travels home from Jensen Livestock Incorporated.
Prairie Smiles Dentistry, Dr. Abigail Fall and Dr. Julianne Lowen wish best of luck to the James Valley Christian Vikings at the State B Tournament. Trust the team at Prairie Smiles to get the smile you always wanted. To make an appointment, call 605-352-3183, located at 530 Iowa Avenue Southeast, but excited to open soon their new beautiful location at 13th and Dakota South. Prairie Smiles Family Dentistry, Huron.
Asphalt Paving and Materials Company takes pride in delivering high-quality asphalt solutions that stand the test of time. Whether it's a driveway, parking lot, or commercial project, they have you covered. Their experienced team uses state-of-the-art equipment to ensure precision and excellence in every project. Quality, reliability, and a commitment to customer satisfaction. Asphalt Paving and Materials Company wishes the James Valley Christian girls best of luck and hope you pave your way to success.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Postgame Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll-free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger postgame report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again today, we're the voice of the Vikings. Congratulations, James Valley Christian girls, seventh place in the State B tournament. And you do accomplish a goal by doing that. One of the goals you always have, finish better than your seed. And James Valley Christian did that, number 8 seed, and they finished seventh. So congratulations on the great win this afternoon. Let's do a Mir Family Hair Care scoreboard update. Mir Family Hair Care, located downtown Huron. They accept walk-ins at 35 4th Street. That's Mir Family Hair Care downtown Huron. Seventh place game in Class A, Mount Vernon Plankinton defeated Hanson 60-49. Late in the second quarter, Flandreau leads Mapia Luta, that's the former Red Cloud, I'm still getting the hang of that, 26-17. In double A, Spearfish took third place, 59-50 over Stevens. Halftime, Pierre leads Mitchell, 20-18, and that is your Mir Family Hair Care scoreboard update. Warner has just received their medals for eighth place and the plaque as well. So James Valley Christian will be introduced next. We'll take another two-minute timeout and continue the Gary Zell Auto Glass post game on Dakota Sports.
Angus wishes all the best to the James Valley Christian Lady Vikings during the state bees. You are invited to the Kleinsaucer Angus Silent Auction Bowl Sale Saturday, April 13th. Please join Kleinsaucer Angus at their farm for the sale Saturday, April 13th. Contact Mark or Christina for a sale catalog. Call 605-350-0999. Good luck, James Valley Christian. Go Vikings!
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft. Is it the sun? It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281 for your crop insurance needs.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Congratulations to the James Valley Christian girls. 56-50 win. Take seventh place here at the B tournament. We'll run down the scoring here quickly. I think Coach Robinson will be over here shortly for Warner. 14 points for Ava Nielsen. Then 14 points for Ava Nielsen. 11 for Lauren Markison. 7 points, Sophia Haith. 6 points for Kaylee Scope. 4 points, Stacey Sarda and Jordan Jensen. 2 points, McKenna Leithold, and for Ava Nielsen. For the James Valley Christian Vikings, 25 points for Alexa Gertz, 14 for Kaylee Robinson, 8 points for Addie Bartholo, 5 for Daryl Franson, 4 for Rihanna Hood. And see where the James Valley Christian girls, I think they're going to go celebrate. We'll see if Coach Robinson's going to come and visit with us real quick. I still see she's across the way from us here, but we'll see if she stops by for a few notes. But I know they have some more celebrating to do over in the other ballroom in the old part of the complex. Warner was 16 of 56 from the field, 29%, 3 of 19 on threes for 16%. 15 of 20 from the free throw line, 75%. James Valley Christian, 18 of 41 from the field, 44%. 9 of 22 from the threes for 41%. And 11 of 19 from the free throw line. Rebounding, 39 for Warner, 14 for Ava Nielsen. For James Valley Christian, 30 rebounds. Nobody had more than 5. Kaylee Robinson and Addison Knight. And that is the rebounding turnovers. James Valley, still a high number at 25-19 for Warner. But, hey, you find a way to make it work. The Vikings certainly did this afternoon. And they'll take home seventh place, 56-50. Coach Robinson over here, so we'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, come back and visit about the win for the Vikings on Dakota Sports.
Nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing in Lexington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Burns Manufacturing are made locally in Lexington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Burns Manufacturing of Lexington into your farming operation.
Roll into 2024 with incredible savings. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KI. We continue on the Gary Zell Auto Glass post game, and Krista Robinson, head coach of James Valley Christian, joins us here. And coach, first things first, congratulations on the win. Once you kind of found your stroke, found your going there, you kind of kept Warner on your heels.
Yeah, we did. You know, I don't know why, if it's the venue, it's the big show, but it takes us a little while to settle into these games. And, you know, once the girls did, we saw in the second quarter there, we saw the glimpse of what we can do together. And we told them in the locker room at halftime, like, we've seen what we can do. Like, why aren't we doing it? We know what we need to do. You know, we got the ball up the floor, had some nice transition points. You know, Lex had a couple nice threes to get us going. And Ray drove a few times. Kaylee had some nice steals to keep us in it. So, yeah, I mean, we told them we just got to play our basketball, and we finally did for a couple minutes, and we looked pretty good.
You know, Alexa Gers struggled the first two games of the tournament, no other way to look at it. But, you know, in the first quarter, she missed her first couple, then she was passing up open looks. I assume the message into the first quarter, shooters got to shoot. She came out, hit back-to-back, and then on her way to, what, 25 points?
Yeah, we always tell our shooters that. I'll tell you when you need to stop shooting. You keep shooting until I tell you that. And when you shoot, you got to think it's going in every time. I was like, I'm 41 years old, and if I shoot the ball, that baby's going in. So we tell our shooters all the time, you can't be shooting hoping to make it. You got to be shooting knowing you're making it. And she came out and kind of got in her rhythm. She did struggle the first couple days of the tournament. But I told her, I said, Lex, everybody's struggling in this venue. I go, but what it comes down to is your mental strength. You got to come out and just keep popping it.
You know, that's 25 points in three quarters because she didn't score in the first quarter. But then great contributions all around. Addison Bartholow probably hit the biggest shot of the game, that three there with around a minute to go, or maybe less. She finished with 8 points. But with all, you know, they had 2 6-footers in the starting lineup, and 6-footer came off the bench. You know, Addie B, as you like to say, had her work cut out for her just defensively, more or less adding the 8 points, including perhaps the biggest shot of the game.
Yeah, she did, you know. We've been outsized quite a bit this season with some, you know, 6-footers. With down low, we maybe got B, Knight, and Kaylee, and B being the tallest at 5'10", Kaylee and Knight are 5'9", And I thought they did a great job getting their pulse out of it. Their pulse never really killed us. And I thought they did a great job. And, you know, B kind of struggled, too. This is kind of a big, bringing a freshman into this situation and expecting. She's kind of been our third main scorer all season. And she was getting frustrated. And I told her at a free throw, I said, B, this is where it shows your mental strength. I'm like, where's it going to be? She came out and hit that three at the top of the key. We kept getting that on our triangle offense. She hit that, and that was a big three. That was a momentum killer for them. And it kind of kept the momentum in our court.
We'll just make it brief here because you don't have much voice left here. Three seniors come off this team. Both J.C. Whiff and Maggie Decker got a little time in the game. J.C. Whiff grabbed a rebound there in the second quarter when Warner started to get some momentum. And her, along with Rayanna Hood, you know, that's three seniors are going to miss. Rayanna Hood, that's big shoes to fill. That's your Energizer Bunny.
Yeah, for sure. You know, anytime you get seniors go, it's just hard because you've had them longer and longer each time. You know, Ray, I felt, had a great senior year, had a great tournament. You know, from last year to this year, she's really stepped up big for us on the defensive end, and she was our energizer.
She was posting up one of their six-footers more than once. I was watching that.
Yeah, Ray is strong. She is strong but mighty, and she ain't afraid of anybody. So, yeah, I mean, she's going to be huge to replace, and, you know, she's just a great girl. JC and Maggie, we were able to get them on the court a little bit today. You know, JC's a hard worker. She's always gets a rebound. It seems no matter what point in the game she's in, she's always going to get a rebound. And Maggie's always the one that makes us laugh. Whenever we need someone to come in and loosen the situation a little bit, it's always Megs. You know, those three, we've had them. I coached them since they were sixth graders. You know, they're always special when they leave, and we want to give them our goal is to always give our seniors the best year possible. You know, and we did it this year. You know, what else can you do? We came in eighth. We ended up seventh place. You know, I'm proud of these girls for our first tournament, and hopefully it gives the ones that are returning some hunger to come out and be better next year.
Krista Robinson, head coach of James Valley Christian. The Vikings take a seventh year in the state tournament, 56-50 over Warner. One last two-minute timeout. Wrap up the Gary Zell Auto Glass post game on Dakota Sports.
Feeding cows easy, but are your cows getting everything they need? Corn stalks are low in protein, but Purina's Rangeland tubs are an excellent free choice option to help supply the protein cows require this time of year. Dakota Land Feeds carries Purina Rangeland Cooked Molasses protein tubs available with 30 or 38% protein with 12% fat. Supplemental protein will help your cow to feed the calf that she needs to put on the ground at calving time. Dakota Land Feeds, your local feed source.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond.